So here's a list of some major international agreements of conservation importance that we have already discussed. We talked about CITES that controls the import, export, re-export, and introduction of species that are listed, usually as threatened or endangered, and that was back in 1973. So many species are controlled by CITES, and that's what prevents us being able to, for example, move a gorilla from Africa to the United States. Under CITES, that would be illegal, and it would require a very special approval and permitting process in order to be allowed to do so. We also talked about UNCLOS, the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, that multiple nations signed on to establish a 200-mile economic exclusive zone for exploitation, and has set up a lot of other ways that countries can have jurisdiction over their coastlines. There's the 1992 UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC, that we talked about as well. And this includes, as it's been revised and expanded upon over the last years since its first implementation, includes things like the Kyoto Protocol, the Paris Accord, and all the conferences of the parties, where each year or every few years, the countries get back together and talk about how they've been doing so far on their goals and what the next steps are. And then there's the Convention on Biological Diversity, the CBD, created in 1994, which developed the strategic plan for biodiversity that ended this year, including the Aichi biodiversity targets. And you can see in the map on the lower right there that the United States was pretty much the only country to not ratify the Convention on Biological Diversity. And then there's, of course, the 2015 UN Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, and prior to that, the Millennium Development Goals in 2000. So these are all international agreements you probably recall us talking about over the course of the semester.